Go ahead, Donnie. Started a little station, Rockville, Maryland, called WINX. Of course, after being held up by the morning mayor, Harv Moore. It's a short version. I'm going to have to cut right to the chase. Worked at a couple of big stations, WLS, Kiss FM, that worked with Mike, WAVN, now syndicated here from Washington, WJFK, Westwood One. See, normally, that intro is about twice as long.
You got it all in there.
And it has.
And a great guy, you know, great voice, but a very weird-looking man.
Well, look at it. I got the sleeve from the record, from the 45.
There he is. You know, if you put,
John Waters laughs at him.
You know, if you put weight on that guy, he could be in that that salsa commercial, that red-haired guy that does the dancing with the chips. I forget, what are they selling when he dances?
That guy is fat. You mean the old El Paso?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that commercial. You know, it's been on for a million years, and I laugh every time it comes on.
One more record, and this is an awful one.
All right.
A really bad one. I remember when I worked at the B96 in Chicago.
You are listening to the sound of vinyl.
Could not get away from this. You remember this? I think the name of it is White Horse.
Oh, yeah.
Very obscure.
Oh, no, this was a big hit.
No, I know, but I mean, it's very obscure in my mind.
Well, but you were right there on Elvira.
Well, that's when I was working. I was working in country music.
I know. Dig it, man. On the radio.
Baby.
This is Ronnie Rapp with you. Darling. Shoddy tomorrow. And fair tonight. The Shoddy and Fair Show. Get down.
Use those synthesizers.
You can call me right now and give away a black t-shirt. Connor 13 for good luck at 4-3-2-50-15. Very dark tonight. Until tomorrow morning with Super Jock Larry Lujak. Right now, 72 in the shitty. And that White Horse.
Just a full instrumental?
No, they start singing at some point, Mike.
Wow.
You know, I could have told my goddamn life story over this year trying to waste it on the Joe Jackson, everybody. Come on now. Hit me. On the radio.
Don, would you like to say hi to Frank Gorshin?
I want to wish him good luck, Mike. With the Dixie Cups, it's not too embarrassing that he's endorsing Dixie Cups. I didn't know anything about Desi Arnaz getting out with Cesar Romero, though. God.
Those are Dixie Riddle Cups, Don.
You know, Mike, this just might be the mix. There might not be a vocal on this.
I tell you, it's a lot of fun, though. I tell you, it's getting the hop and Mike get along.
Well, I'll keep it going for another minute. There it aired. And I walked on it.
Don't ride the white horse.
Ah, that's too bad, man.
If you want to ride.
I'll have another chance 2 hours from now.
Don't ride the white horse.
When that song comes up in rotation again.
Hey, those vocals were worth white waiting for, horse. Though.
Don't ride the white horse.
Don't ride the white horse.
Don't ride the white horse.
Wow.
And watch out where the huskers go.
Don't you eat.
That yellow snow. Well, that would... hold on. One last... Now, I've played a lot of my favorites here, but this is one of your favorites.
Okay, very good. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
But when you're hot wasn't in the 80s.
No. Not Jerry Reed, Mike.
All right.
Okay. They were also guests on our show in the 80s. Don't you remember the Fat Boys?
Oh, God.
Yeah, rated PG. Disorderlies.
Here's how I remember the Fat Boys. When they came on our show, they called us. Oh, this is when they did a song with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, which, credit to both the Fat Boys and the Beach Boys.
They called us from their limo when they were at the drive-thru window at McDonald's ordering breakfast.
They were late for the show, and that's because they had to get their McDonald's breakfast.
Fat Boys.
And now they get into the rapping right here.
Here you go.
I like the Fat Boys.
I know you do.
Make me smile. Remember, wasn't one of the guys named Boombox?
And he, I don't know.
And he did the boom, 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 boom. He did a live for us.
We got to say.
Disorderly.
Okay.
Rated PG.
We've got to do a break. We'll come back. Look at all these people on hold waiting for their songs.
Wow.
Who wants, for goodness sakes, who wants to hear Lady in Red?
Lady in Red.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you really calling for Lady in Red?
Well, I was kind of calling for Don't Pay the Ferryman. But, you know, any Chris DeBerg will do.
Krista Burr. Where are you calling from?
Clemson, South Carolina.
I thought it might have been hell.
Close.
The lady in red.
I got her out here for you.
Thank
what's
you.
What's your name, my lady, this afternoon?
My name's Rachel.
All right, Rachel. My lady in red. I know what you want me to say. But I'm not going to say it.
That's tasteful, Donnie.
About your period and everything. I've never seen you looking so
lovely as you did tonight. It's a pick-me-up. I've never seen you shine
so boy, this will make you kill yourself.
I'll tell you, I'm feeling happy and peppy right now.
Well, that's right off the record for you.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Super. That's the best part of doing an 80s show, when you do that.
Not to be confused with that other great song, Lydian Red.
Lydian Red, that's yes. Right, a very famous song.
We'll be back in a moment.
Don and Mike.
Next is the sound that people make when they receive their first check from the Virginia Lottery. This is the sound that people make when they take their first lotto check to the bank. Next is the sound that people make when they know they've won the lotto jackpot and you didn't even bother to buy a ticket. And finally, this is the sound that people make when they pick the winning lotto numbers and they've forgotten to buy a ticket.
Wednesday's estimated lotto jackpot is 7.5 million. Chance of winning jackpot, 1 in 7.1 million.
Langhomes, building homes for generations.
Is your baby okay? Oh, look, he just woke up. See, he's on the screen. I can watch him from every TV in the house. So while he's taking a nap, I can get something done and still keep an eye on my baby. What a great home.
Langhomes. It's a Lang 21st century home.
Number 106.7, right, WJFK.
Donnie and Mike, WJFK.
I'm a real man. A man with a hearty smile, a stout back, with grit in his teeth and nails in his knuckles. A man who has never tasted quiche.
Say you will, say you won't.
They're killing you softly with their song. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Say you do.
Forgner. Yes, they started it all, the rock operas.
Corporate rock.
Say you will.
Big hair rock.
Yep.
And before that, Ernest. A guy, Jim Varney. Another one of the guys we had on the show in the 80s who we... had a rather rocky ending with.
Yeah, kind of said, well, if you're not going to do your earnest stuff, please leave.
And he said, all right,
I want to be an actor, a Shakespearean actor.
Listen, we're almost done with the 80s here for today, because we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't get to half the stuff. We didn't get to half the records, half of our wacky 80s tapes.
We covered a lot of new ground, though, today, so that was good.
We do have some extra TV themes, and in the moments left here, we'll review them. Mr. Belvedere.
There he is.
Streaks on the China, never met it before.
Mr. Belvedere, everybody.
Is that Leon Redbone?
Yeah.
As you came through the door, no one glared.
Mr. Belvedere.
But sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared.
Oh, yeah,
the dreams look out below. There's a change in the status.
Didn't they sing Mr. Belvedere?
Gonna need all the help that we
well, I guess not.
Comes up right here.
We need Mr. Belvedere.
Yes. Thank you.
No, here's one. Now, I've looked at the label here. So I'm ineligible to play this round.
Set my ways, losing track of the days.
Oh, I know Gloria Loring sang it.
This is not Gloria Loring, Mike.
No need to
written by Alan.
It might have been. The theme from Webster.
Oh, yes. Emmanuel Lewis, who was on the show.
Not too unnatural. Him with Alex Karras.
And Alex Karras' wife, in real life, too. It's kind of weird. You know, the
they never sing though. This like he's a little black guy who's gonna grow up to be full sized and very small like Gary Coleman.
Webster, Webster, where are you?
Ted Baxter.
The other Ted Baxter show, right?
The one with Jim J. Buttock. Too close for comfort.
Where he'd wear the sweatshirts all the time.
From, like, Ball State.
And, you know, this is supposed to be a comedy, but then you listen to a theme like this, and it, you know, you should have an establishing shot of San Francisco. And introducing Jim J. Buttock as the neighbor.
Alf.
Now, here's a theme that goes along with the comedy.
I really loved Alf. I don't know what it is that came over me. But I love that Melmacian.
You loved Alf as much as I liked Willie.
No, I think you liked Willie a little more than I liked Alf.
Okay, I'll go one step further. I love Willie. Oh, Alf. Jeez, Alf. What are you doing, Alf? That was every week the same thing. Willie would be, put in all sorts of predicaments because of Alf.
You put him in any crazy pose you want. You know, I one year was Alf's for Christmas, or for Halloween, I'm sorry. Yeah. I wore my Elvis Presley jumpsuit with my Alf head.
Yes, and it was for a Halloween party, and I'll never forget you. Two parties that I'll never forget you at. One was Alf's, and the other one was Batman. And both parties, it was just fun to see you in costume, just walking around and bouncing into people.
So I was very drunk. You don't often see Batman drunk.
Batman was the all-time record. Some walk by night.
Moonlighting. Some fly by day. Yes, I never thought Cybill Shepherd was hot, even on Moonlighting.
I thought Cybill Shepherd was hot in her younger days, but not on this show.
I never did. I never saw what it was with her.
But I thought Bruce Willis was pretty good looking. And he had a lot more hair on this show. I liked him almost as much as I like Willie on Al.
And what's the deal with Cybill Shepherd now? Cybill Shepherd now. You got to have an extra TV screen just for that ass.
And the lady that's on the show with her is actually getting all the good press.
And she's very jealous of that, right?
Yes, she is.
Cybill Shepherd's jealous of that?
And would this be the very talented Johnny Mathis singing this once again?
I think so.
Cybill is fine.
Now, this is a show that started in the 70s. But went on through the early 80s. And it's Al Jarreau that was singing that.
Okay.
There's a magic in the early.
Can you name it?
No, I can't.
Van Patten.
Eight is enough?
I think so. Sunrise smiles on that. And I think the lead singer is the guy who was the grown-up son. I think his name was David on the show.
You'd think. I like it when you pretend that you don't know.
I know, Alex.
You have the poster.
Yeah, yeah. Because eight is enough
to fill our lives with love.
Starring Dick Van Patten.
Oh, we spend our days like
with Willie Ames.
A shiny new dime.
And Nicholas, who's breaking into a hospital ward.
Like breaking his arm on purpose so he could get painkillers, right?
Right.
There's a plate of homemade wishes on the kitchen windowsill.
And eight is enough.
And eight is enough.
Go all the way with
to fill our lives with love.
Oh, good vibrato there at the end.
Well, it's the songs I care about, Mike.
It moved you.
And one last one here. One last one. Anybody? All right, I'll give you a hint.
Wonder Woman?
Uh-uh. Buzz?
$6 Million Man.
No. Dun, dun, dun! The girl with kaleidoscope on.
T.J. Hooker.
Yes! Starring William Shatner.
William Shatner and Heather Locklear.
With Denny Terrio, or what was the guy who was
Adrian Zmed.
Yeah. Adrian Zmed.
You gotta like anybody named Zmed.
And you make fun of me for knowing the words to eight is enough.
Well, I followed Adrian Zmed's career.
A Mark 7 production. Tonight's episode, Where's the Hairpiece? Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Kicking ass and taking names.
This is hot.
All right, that's it. We're all done with the 80s for today.
There you go. Okay. We got it out of our system.
We'll do it
bit.
Another time, mm-hmm. another show, another program, another day. I do.
The great thing is there's lots more to cover.
And the buzz will bring us back to the time we live in now with the news and also the toe-tapping touch tones next. So stay right
the
there.
The John and Mike Show.
Okay.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2495. 6, 7, 8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Relying on America's stupidity for plenty of good material. Don and Mike.
All right, here we go.
Hello, this is Toby.
Toby.
I'm calling about the book club on Monday.
That's the Toby that's on Dream On, right?
Hello, this is Toby. I'm wondering if Frida's there for the book club.
No, that's a different Toby, because that Toby is referred to on this show as sausage with legs, right? Yeah.
Sausage with a wig.
Sausage with a wig. And that's...
Congress shall make no law restricting the freedom of speech.
1-1-0-0-6-6-7-7.
Washington Superstation.
This is free speech.
WJFK.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, check this out. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, because pouring in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wind. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Two words. Charlie Jones. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here on Wacky Westwood One Entertainment. We put the BS in CBS.
I like Wacky Westwood One Entertainment.
And here's a channel check. I'm only saying that because we're going to go be with all those wacky network people tonight.
It's what I live for.
At that wacky cocktail party. Just a taste, my good man. Thanks for listening in Wichita, Kansas on Sports Talk KQAM.
Howdy, sailor.
In Burlington, Iowa, Talk Radio, KCPS. In Dallas and Fort Worth, the Metroplex in Texas on KOOO. 1190, the talk station. That's KOOO. In Dallas.
All right.
We'll do the phone whole theater here with the new tapes of Ken and Jeremy. Take your telephone calls in this hour also, rotating random phone scan style. Tomorrow we will talk movies with Chuck Stossel, the love muscle.
Charlie will be here.
We will have another episode of Rudy Martsky at Sea.
Yes, find out how Mouse's lazy eye is doing.
And tomorrow we debut another new one on low budget, Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Just a little taste of that?
For the love of God!
A That's Mike working on his Chris Farley.
That's it. I'll be doing a lot of that. I'll be doing a lot of that, and I'll be wearing a tank top.
That'll be on tomorrow's show. When we whack up, when we end the week with a wacky Friday. I say, when do we whack up?
Yeah.
When we wrap up the week.
When we whack up the hits, be very, very quiet.
I'm just all excited about the wacky Westwood One party tonight. That's why I'm jacked up.
Yeah.
Okay, on to a Phonho Theater.
We're both very excited about that.
So here's the thought with Phonho Theater. I was thinking about the show today. I think it's been a while since we've done Phonho Theater. But I think we've pretty much run the gamut with playing the Arnold Schwarzenegger tapes and the Homer Simpson tapes. And maybe even, it's too bad that music ran out. And even the major Bill Smith tapes.
Sure.
So we wrote a bunch of questions for some of the people who work here at the station. Questions like, what's your name?
Right.
What's your title? What do you do? What are you wearing? Tell me about your favorite dessert, your favorite vacation. And we told them that it was under the guise of a feature we were going to do on the show, Ask the Manager.
So basically, we lied to our superiors.
And we have lots of tapes like this.
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens. Nice to meet you.
Okay, with Ken, the general manager. And we have a lot of tapes also with Jeremy Coleman, the operations guy.
You know where I am right now? I'm in a quiet state.
And what we're going to do is call some of the phone hoes and see how they like talking to our brand new tapes.
And with real people, just answering real questions, I think it's going to work out great. I think it was another one of your nightmares that you had where you woke up in the middle of the night and you got one of these ideas.
Well, thank you.
Now that you have surrendered complete control of your manhood to me,
oh my,
it's going to make your wildest dreams come true.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a dominatrix.
The power over you will only continue if you are 18 years or older.
Yes.
And you are willing to pay for my provocative services.
We
are. Currently sponsored by LiveWire that will cost you between $2.99 to $5.99 per minute.
That's good.
If you are under 18 or you do not wish
Ken's paying. Services, so charge just double.
Now, I am very pretty and sexy and just a little bit horny and ready to talk to you, so you can make your selection at any time. Please choose one of the following services currently available to you at this time.
I am pretty.
You can press the number 2 on your telephone in order to talk to both my burning hot sister and me at the same time for multiple orgasms.
Oh, my.
Only $5.99 per minute. Or if you are more laid back, you can press the number 1 on your telephone in order to talk to just me.
To connect directly with a hot girl, press 1.
Remember, all I got to do is tell them they're on the air. And then I turn the microphones off.
And it's
we get right to the tape.
Now, sexy.
It's the magic of tape.
The hottest phone service available.
Yes, sexy.
You've got to tell me your first name and the state you're calling from at the tone.
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, sexy. Thank you, sexy. You'll be billed just $4.99.
It's automated.
For that selection.
Everything is.
Please hold on while we connect you. At any time, you can press the star key on your touchtone phone.
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens.
Tape's worked already.
Nice to meet you.
Begins 3 seconds after the tone.
All right. Here we go. Come on. I'm loading the tapes up. I'm ready for you, girls. There's the first girl. Step right up to the microphone.
We're all set.
Say hi to Uncle Ken.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens. Nice to meet you.
You're Ken Stevens? Where are you calling from, Ken?
You're welcome.
Oops.
Where are you calling from?
That requires too much thought. That one's too complicated for me.
Ask him again.
Oh, how old are you?
Right now, I'm in my office in Philadelphia.
Oh, you're in the office. Oh.
Golf. I like golf.
Is your secretary gone?
You're welcome.
Ken. Ken.
I don't have a great sense of direction.
Is your secretary there?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Where do you want to go? On the golf?
I'm wearing a gray business suit, white shirt, purple tie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's take that tie off.
Pleasant and short.
And let's take that suit off.
Thank you.
Would you like that?
My all-time favorite dessert is chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. It almost reminds me of what I look like.
Thank you.
I look like a chocolate cake.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Where do you want it to go?
Where does he want it to go? Here's where he wants it to go.
Drive my car. I don't have a great sense of direction.
Okay. Why don't you lie down on that desk?
Right now I'm in my office in Philadelphia.
So why don't you lie down on your desk?
Thank you.
Office in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And take off those clothes.
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens. Nice to meet you.
I'm waiting for her to figure it out.
She hasn't yet.
Ken?
Oh, now hold on a second.
Hello?
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 Yeah?
Ken's father.
I don't know, Don.
Ken's father has just arrived.
Hello? This is Tracy. Who's this?
I'm very, very sick.
What's your name?
I beg your pardon?
What is your name?
Right now, I'm in my office in Philadelphia.
Oh, she should get it now.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not her.
No.
So why don't I come to Philadelphia in the office with you?
That sounds scrumptious.
You like that?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Well, am I speaking with Ken?
Well, hello.
Hi.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm Tracy.
Ken and the Mage.
Are you still there?
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
This is Tracy.
That requires too much thought. That one's too complicated for me.
What's going on?
Now she's
starting. Hi, I'm Ken Stevens. Nice to meet you.
Starting to come out of her coma. She's confused.
Hi.
She's confused.
You're welcome.
Nobody said this work was easy.
Oh.
Is something going on here?
I'm wearing a gray business suit, white shirt, purple tie.
Oh.
Where's she at now?
I don't like being left alone. Just so
weird. Oh, I see where this is going.
She's totally confused now.
Come on, honey.
Hello.
I will.
I love Ken.
Ken?
Hello.
Golf. I like golf.
Yellow.
Come on, say something. I've got to put Major Bill back in now. Absolutely silent.
Hello?
Ah, here you go. Well, hello.
Hello.
This is Tracy.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
My nails are long also.
Like oh, I see where this is going.
She's only heard that 18 like times.
What was that? What'd you say? What?
I will.
Are you still there?
You know what? Let me see. Let me get another girl.
Hello?
Goodness. All right, hold on a minute. Hold on, let me just...
Ken?
She wants to talk to Ken.
Hello?
Yeah, Tracy wants to talk to Ken.
If you're there, mash the button.
I don't have a great sense of direction.
Well, I can guide you.
I'm going to go
she can guide you.
All right, now here we go. Go to Jeremy now.
My name is Jeremy Coleman. I'm the operations manager for WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C.
Stunned.
Hello?
I think she might have been born stunned.
Let's see, where would be good to go?
Where would you like to go?
So I approve.
I got a machine that's on the fritz here, number
is
six.
Is this some sort of recording?
I can't wait to get started.
It has only taken her 20 minutes to figure this out.
I just want to get to the sushi drops.
Come on, honey.
Come Tracy, on. Come on. Hang in there Tracy? With us, Tracy.
Oh,
hello?
No, seriously? Serious thoughts that I have? I don't have any.
Come on. Are you still there?
The first thing I would have you do... cook. Cook my sushi. I want it raw, goddammit. I want my sushi raw and fishy.
Oh, Tracy. Oh, Tracy, you've succumbed like so many of them do.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, well.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
My all-time favorite dessert is chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake.
God. Tracy, come on.
How do I get out of this? Let me get
Tracy's not working hard enough.
Okay, well, how do I?
The girls still seem to respond best to the mage.
Well, he says that hi, sweetheart, yeah, and that gets them all going.
You're right. Every time.
Hello. Oh, what did I do?
Well, hello.
We had her going there for a while with Ken.
I like Ken. Yeah. I like Ken. That's the Ken works. There we go.
Oh, hold on.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Darling, I was just about to hang up.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Oh, goodness. Oh, God.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Got it.
No.
Hold on.
Hello, darling.
Oh, George.
George, call back when you're 18.
Oh,
no. She hung up. George, call back later.
All right.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, I liked it.
Wow. Thank you.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Those new tapes. And the only thing, we got to get more. Get Ken back into that studio.
Yeah. The Ken ones are the best, aren't they?
Ken works.
I'm in my office in Philadelphia right now. Right.
Well, let me get you out of that suit, Ken.
Get on the desk, baby. All right. Well, my thanks to Major Bill Smith.
Mm-hmm. Hi, sweetheart.
And my thanks to Ken Stevens.
Thank you.
And my thanks to Jeremy Coleman.
The first thing I would have you do...
I know.
Yes, Jeremy?
Cook. Cook my sushi.
Oh, dear.
I want it raw, goddammit.
And what would happen then, Jeremy?
Let's see, where would be good to go?
It'd be good to go. All right, well, thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, sweetheart.
We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
The station with less BS. WJFK.
Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up.
What was that?
That was my skull. I'm so wasted. Oh, man. What is this stuff? Doesn't that stuff cause brain damage?
Only if you take it, like, every day for a month.
Bitchin'.
They're the lemon juice in your paper cut. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now listen, time is running out. Hear me now. Time is running out to get your copy of Sex, Spies, and Videotape because we're taking this sucker off the market.
It's the videotape the critics are calling a national treasure.
It's us with about 50 of our listeners.
Naked.
And a total, and not counting, you know, there were a lot of people that showed up at the nudist colony that day who were not our listeners, who were just like regular nudists.
That's right.
There are 299 different body parts on display on Sex, Pies, and Videotape.
And then at the end of the day, everyone got pie.
Yes, it climaxes in a wonderful blueberry pie eating contest with all of our naked contestants. And the reason that there's 299 body parts is that one of the guys only had one testicle.
That's right. Now, we'd love to leave this on the market forever, but unfortunately, we can't. There are powers greater than us that have dictated that we have to take this tape off the market very soon, so you only got a small window of opportunity to call 1-800-881-9176.
Mike, you're Irish, and it's, would you say it's the perfect St. Patrick's Day gift?
I can't think of a better way. Green and blue, the green and the blue. Green beer, blueberry pie. It's fantastic.
I thought you were talking about some of the bruises on people.
Well,
Well, those two. Yeah, I think there were a few bluish green bruises on folks, but
almost like banana bruises.
It's a great way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Erin Gobralis with sex pies and videotape.
Oh, and she does. Listen, you got to be 18 because it's an adult tape. Mm-hmm. Visa, MasterCard only. We think you'll love it. It's our masterpiece in color and incredible. Sex pies and videotape on VHS, and you get your copy by calling 1-800-881-9176. Operators are standing on their heads now.
Mm-hmm. Do it now.
Today is a Thursday. It's almost the end of the month already, the 27th. Birthdays today. Let me see. Anybody famous? Well, Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
Do we have that sound effect?
Liz Taylor, you know, we're the only radio program that actually has the sounds of the successful surgery performed on Liz.
You see the shot of her leaving the hospital with that big bandana on her head?
Yeah. Obviously, the doctors did a fine job. And,
until they hit bone here. There it was. There it was. The old bone.
Ow.
Also, Ralph Nader today. Howard Hessman, who was Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mary Fran. Adam Baldwin. He would be the lowest on the Baldwin food chain, I think.
Isn't Billy a little further up in between this guy and Alec?
Alex, number one, Mike.
Do the not guilty thing. That's your
two words. Not guilty.
Yeah. Don Geronimo.
My only talent
is Alec Baldwin.
Thank you. And also Chelsea Clinton having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Okay, now the TV ratings came out as they do every week. The Nielsen ratings, very important because they're in the sweeps now.
Yeah, they're going nuts. And you can tell by, the promos for the local newscast.
Yes, Schindler's List was number 3 in the overall ratings last week behind ER and Seinfeld. Only 25 million people saw the movie when it was out in the theaters, and they say 65 million people saw it when it was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Not to be confused with the porno movie, Schindler's Fist.
That, we had a copy of that one, too. And have you seen the promos? I mean, they're gearing up those newscasts now a little
yes.
more. Can your own eyelids cause you to go blind? The details tonight at 11 o'clock. You know, it's all stuff that can appeal to as many people as possible yeah. and terrify them.
And God bless Channel 7's I-Team.
Oh, yes. The I team.
I feel good. I feel secure when I know the I team's on top of it for me.
Yeah, we took our hidden cameras into the donut shop and caught a 13-year-old skimping on the Jimmies.
Did you hear about? Oh, you love your Jimmies.
I love Jimmies.
I guess you mentioned that to me off the air the other day, your love of Jimmy's.
Yeah, that the other night I'd actually had some ice cream with Jimmy's on it. And does everyone call them Jimmy's?
Yeah, I think so.
Jimmy's are the little chocolate sprinkles that that you put on them. They're mighty tasty. Thanks for bringing that up. I feel guilty now. The whole world is watching my little diet break.
Don't feel guilty. I did not.
Oh, I just covered it with Jimmy's.
Yeah. Mike, eating ice cream? Is that what you're doing? Got the 3 scoops and took the Jimmies and just poured them on thick. And they were so good. Oh, those are good Jimmies.
And it's like those are flesh shavings from Jimmy the Intern.
That's right. Yes, they're delicious. Absolutely great. Tastes just like white chocolate.
Did you hear about Rolanda? Excuse me, about Rolanda!
What's Rolanda doing now?
Rolanda, I say this is totally ratings motivated. Mm-hmm. She's doing her talk show the other day, her TV talk show.
Right.
And James Brown calls in. Huh. Not the Fox James Brown, the godfather of soul James Brown.
And really, now when you mention James Brown, he is now the number one James Brown, because that's who I thought of first.
Well, the other James Brown, James Brown, proposed to her. Apparently, she's been dating him for about a month. She would not give an answer on air.
Uh-huh.
She said when they got off the air that she sees James Brown more as an uncle figure and a mentor. And of course, James Brown fast on the rebound because Adrian died early last year when she had an OD or something like that, right?
That's right. When he was down at the Super Bowl and we saw James Brown with his gloves getting ready to do the big show at halftime.
I'm gonna Rolanda. I'm gonna you marry me.
I, Rolanda, take you, James Brown.
That's what it would sound like.
Hey, where's our James Brown tapes? Do we have the best James Brown tape we have is James Brown urging kids to stay in school.
Yeah. Yes, I think this is one of our best PSAs.
I can think of nobody who's better suited to keep the youngsters in school.
Hi, this is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
I know I do,
but
James.
But my advice to them is to first get a good education.
Uh-huh.
Then pursue a career. Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Back to school.
We're talking about the best part, pop vocal performance, male. And let's see who get the... Let's see who's going to get it on the good foot.
Like,
yeah. That was his proposal to Rolanda.
Yes.
Listen, Harry Hamlin is in the news. Oh, why? Because he's in a movie of the week.
Yeah, with the lady we had on the show, Valerie Bertinelli. Yeah.
Yes, Harry Hamlin.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara, WJFK.
I think it happens to everyone now and then. There's no reason to be embarrassed.
Maybe I'm not the one who should be embarrassed. Did you ever think of that? Maybe you're going a little too much. Once every 4 or 5 days gives me more free time. You want to spend all your time on the toilet, be my guest.
You don't have to pick through this show to find the corn. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What, you meditating over there, buddy?
Sometimes if I tilt my head a certain way, my sinuses clear up.
Do it for Mike. I don't think he saw you.
Oh, man. You know, you sound bad. It's bad. It's a bad time for sinuses.
This always happens with a cold. You sound worse when you're finally getting better.
Well, at least you don't do what Mike does.
Which is...
I really, like, inhale and try to clear them, and it sounds like... Well, I'll do it for you, okay?
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Except that was... Like, do it times 10.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about number of times you've done it today, although you've done it maybe 10 times today.
I know. It's that time of year, I guess. I don't know what it is. It's my sinuses.
Oh, it's what time? It's 6:52. 6:52 on the East Coast. That means it's 3:52 out west.
Yes, we could talk about my snot all evening, Don.
And there are the toe-tapping touch-up, but you know the rule. Nothing that goes in or comes out of your body on this show.
That's right.
Toe-tapping touch-tone spurting out of your radio, making a mess like you-know-who. We'll take call 100 right now, the Century Caller. Let me give you some stuff at 1-800-636-1067. Good luck to ye. Right. And now at 8, until the hour, as big-time disc jockeys say, here is Guz Fernank. Hello, Fuzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, there's good news this evening about the battle against AIDS. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of deaths from the disease dropped 13% in the first 6 months of last year. In addition, the growth rate in AIDS cases is falling. A white former paratrooper now waits for sentencing for killing a black couple. James Burmeister was convicted today in North Carolina. Tomorrow the sentencing phase begins. He could get the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Boulder, Colorado police are now looking in 6 states for clues in the murder of 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey. In recent days, detectives have been sent to West Virginia, Arizona, Georgia, Illinois, and Ohio. Attorney General Janet Reno says there's still no need for an independent counsel to investigate Democratic campaign financing. At the same time, she's expanding the task force looking into the matter. Although many parents and lawmakers disagree, the TV industry says its new age-oriented rating system is working. Defending that system today on Capitol Hill, the TV executives say they just need more time to prove how well it works. System's been in effect for almost 60 days. The Pentagon's blaming a computer virus for the losing of the records on Gulf War chemical weapons. Military officials told a Senate hearing today that more than 75% of those records are missing. Interesting, since chemical weapons are considered a possible cause of the mysterious illnesses suffered by veterans of the Gulf War. Those colorful laser shows could be a hazard to airplanes. The National Transportation Safety Board says there have been at least 2 incidents of lasers momentarily blinding pilots in recent years. The board wants pilots to get some kind of warning in the future. Boys and their inventions, in the Buzz File, after sports. Next, Buzzcast brought to you by Errol's Internet. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, the Washington Redskins have signed 6 free agents today, including a veteran quarterback who will compete to back up Gus Frerotte. He's Donald Hollis, drafted in the fourth round 6 years ago by Cincinnati. The Baltimore Orioles started their exhibition season this afternoon with a 12-4 victory over Minnesota. The Trans-American Athletic Conference postseason basketball tournament began this afternoon with Florida International topping Georgia State 70-57. Then Samford beat Stetson 60-51. The Southern Conference tips off its tournament tonight. Finally, when the sheriff of Tuscaloosa County, Alabama, painted the inside of his jail pink last year, he was a man who stood alone. Not many other county sheriffs followed suit, so far as we know, but Sheriff Ted Sexton believed in what he'd done, and now he believes it even more. He says he painted the jail pink because he'd read somewhere that it's supposed to have a soothing effect, and sure enough, there have been fewer fights in the Tuscaloosa County Jail since the paint job. Also, pink is the one color the four major gangs in his area haven't claimed as part of their trademark. Now, sure, the scientists with the big bucks are cloning sheep, but grade school science students are still pretty much stuck with whatever materials they can get their hands on. Maybe that's why fifth grader John Dobbins of Morristown, Tennessee, came up with his science fair project, which he entitled, What Makes My Feet Stink? John swabbed some bacteria from off his feet, planted it in a jar of unflavored gelatin, and let nature take its course.
Good man.
The result was a jar that smelled worse than any gymnasium ever has.
Ugh.
John's dad is very proud, not just because his son proved that living microbes cause foot odor, but because the stinky feet in a jar experiment earned John first prize at the science fair.
What's the difference between B. Arthur and a shoe?
What's that?
If you had to, you'd need a shoe.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Did I tell that right?
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be back with our Century Caller after this.
Don and Mike.